Come on, people. Come on, children. Come on down to the Glory River.
Our next guest on Downtown has been making great music all over the world, from Broadway to the Hollywood Bowl, Lincoln Center, and the Greek Theater. You know her from appearances on television shows like The Nanny and Give Me a Break. We are thrilled to be joined this afternoon by Rosalind Kind. Rosalind, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me, Rich.
How are you doing during these challenging times?
Oh, you know, I'm hunkered down at home here in Los Angeles. Beautiful weather, you know, but hunkered down like we have to be for right now.
Absolutely. Well, you've been getting back into the studio to work on a new album, your first album in a while, and you've released a couple of singles, and they could not be more timely. Both of them, a call to action and a reminder that we're all in this together.
Exactly. I had done Save the Country years ago in a New Age show that I did. But, you know, people weren't quite ready for it. Although it was a big hit in the 70s when Laura Nero first wrote it, and so many artists recorded it, you know, during Vietnam and the protests from the college kids. And when I was recording on my, you know, recording my material, I came in this one day and I said to my producer, Stefan, I said, we have to do this. We have to do Save the Country. I haven't done it in years. I've never done it fully orchestrated. But it's an important message to get across now. And, you know, my life is, on my own life path, it's become more of just, you know, me being a performer. It's really about the message of love, to spread love into people's hearts and to get rid of hatred and violence and distrust. There's so much of it. And we all come from the same God. We all come from the universe. That universal light is within each and every one of us. And we need to go there and use that part of ourselves in this world to get along and have harmony.
And I understand when you were recording Save the Country, Stefan, your producer, played a chord, and instantly you heard echoes of another song of protest from the 1960s, another wonderful anthem.
Right, yes. God. Right now, I've just finished my lunch, so I'm like, my head is like, it was fat,
For What It's Worth, Buffalo Springfield.
For What It's Worth, thank you. Thank you for reminding me that. Yes, he just played this chord, and all of a sudden my head went to, now something's happening here, what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me that I've got to beware. And I said, oh my God, this is a great counterline, and it's also inclusive of what we have to shed away from our lives, right?
Absolutely. Well, I love the version that you've recorded because it incorporates so many different musical genres and just another way of reinforcing the fact that this is about all of us.
Yes. We're all sisters and brothers on this planet. I don't care what color you are, what race you're from, what background you're from. Down deep inside, we all have the same color blood. We're all human. And basically, we all have the same needs and wants in life. So, you know, we have to be really more kinder to each other and be there for each other in love and understanding.
We're talking with Rosalind Kind on Downtown. You can visit her website, rosalindkind.com. The new songs are there and a wonderful video. Can you talk about the making of that great video for Save the Country?
Well, you know what? I would have loved to go outside of it and do everything outside, but it was kind of difficult. So we did it with pictures, but this wonderful gentleman who's an immigrant from many years living here totally got what I was going after. And I was being very pointed in the video, and he said, why don't you leave it to me? Because he felt so strongly about it. And I think he did an incredible job. I think it really hits the mark of us coming together and fighting for the health of our planet, the health and happiness of each other, and what mankind should be.
It is a very powerful video. And the other song that you've released is also wonderful. It's a song that you co-wrote with a couple of friends called Light of Love.
Yes. Light of Love is a message, and it's a project from my heart, and it comes from my own life search in the 80s when I was looking for who I am and why I'm here and what is my purpose in life. And I did a lot of reading on the New Age, and it suddenly, you know, it came to me, you know, it doesn't make sense that this is the only time we have. And there's got to be other lifetimes. There's got to be growth, because you can't just grow here and then go. You know what I mean? There has to be a reason for your soul growth. And so I did a lot of research, a lot of reading, and then that brought me to being regressed in 1984. And I went to only one lifetime. I didn't see the birth canal. I went straight to this one lifetime where I was in Lemuria, which was the West Coast Atlantis. And I was a man in pantaloons and a turban and sandals, living in a stone hut. And I was engaged in a duel for a woman's love.
How did that turn out for you?
Accidentally. The woman is the one that got killed accidentally. And Ooh. So my regression has told me that all these lifetimes that I have come and gone, I've been looking for that one love all through eternity. And when I did my word associations for the regression, it wasn't so much one-on-one love. It was world, happiness, peace, harmony. It was all about coming together, healing the world.
And that is also conveyed in the great production. I love the way Light of Love opens, the wonderful percussion.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Native American drums. I'm playing some of them with Stefan. And that whole scene came into the head because I did the climb of Bell Rock in Sedona, which is a very high spiritual point on the earth, one of the many, and it's called the Vortex. And we climbed at 4 o'clock in the morning on August 16th, 1987, August 16th, and we climbed up at 4 o'clock in the morning to bring the sun, to come greet the sunrise. And there were groups of people all around the mountain, several different, you know, tons of groups, and they were all chanting to the worth of the earth's vibration.
Well, that was at the harmonic convergence, right?
Yes, that was when all the planets were in alignment that day, which brings an energy of change, an energy of, you know, kind of like when the people thought the world was flat and discovered it was round. It was going to be a coming together, a difference of learning and growth and realization.
Well,
and it was the most incredible feeling that it brought within me. And I came home and I needed to express it. I needed to express it. And so I called my musical director, Michael Orland, and our friend Judy Quay, who's also very spiritual. And we got together and wrote Light of Love over many Chinese meals and lots of fortune cookies.
Well, it's further proof on both of these songs, Save the Country and Light of Love, that music is what binds us. Music brings us together as people. And at a time when, let's be honest, we're lacking for leadership at the highest levels, it's great to know that music can remind us that we're all together in the family of man.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm calling on all the angels of light to come out, and let's help push that darkness away. Let's get rid of that dark cloud and be who we're supposed to be.
Well, Rosalind, your music will do it, as it's done for many, many years. You sound great, as always. The two new songs, you can get them on a variety of platforms. Best thing to do is go to Rosalind's website, rosalindkind.com. Give a listen to Save the Country, Light of Love. You'll feel better about things, and that's the kind of healing we need right now. Rosalind, thank you so much. Great to talk with you.
My pleasure, Rich. Thank you. And everybody, be well, stay safe, and let's move forward into a better world and a better life of understanding and love.
Absolutely. Rosalind Kind with us on Downtown.